First, we're about to speak to the Department of Labor Chief Inspector, Mr. Boyke Mampuru. Mr. Mampuru, hey, good morning to you. Great to have you with us on The Breakfast Show.
Good morning, JT and Right FM listeners. How are you today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate it. So this morning we're talking about discrimination at the workplace. What can a person do in a case where they feel like they've been discriminated against without... let's just leave it there. They feel they're being discriminated against. What can a person do?
Okay, I should mention that... there's a law that is called Labor Relations Act, which is also managed or controlled by Department of Employment and Labor.
Mm.
The reason of this labor law, or what we call Labor Relations Act, is to encourage sound labor relations at the workplace. Obviously, if we have a sound labor relation or a sound employment relationship, the company is likely to be more highly productive. There will be a well-being of the employees are taking care, and there will be a labor peace. Now, the Act encourages that the companies should have what we call the code of conduct, which normally is controlled by the Human Resource Department.
Mm-hmm.
That code of conduct dictates how the manager and the employee should work. Now, it does occur, obviously, where there is a misunderstanding between employees in some instances with the managers. We encourage them to take this matter to supervisors internally first so that they can try to resolve the matter and to encourage that thing that I mentioned earlier on of high productivity and sound labor relationship. Now, I can also acknowledge that in some companies we are getting complaints of bullying here where managers in some instances they're bullying employees, they discriminate them as we have indicated, they shout at them and so on and so on. Now, we have an institution, what you call the CCMA, where if the company fails to resolve this matter internally, this matter, they can be referred to CCMA, which the complainant can lodge what you call an unfair labor practice, or in some cases, in some sectors, they've got what they call bargaining councils, where they can refer this matter so that they can be resolved there.
Yeah. You know, you'd hear in many instances where you would want to report such a case, but you would be told that you would have to build such a case. So how do you do that? What is it that you would need to do?
Yes, for every case, you need to provide what you call evidence that that thing occurred, so that the person who's going to be presiding over this particular matter should have facts. Now, if there's such an incident, if possible, you can record them, but make sure that the person that you're recording obviously is aware.
Mm.
You can call witnesses at workplace if they've seen such incident to come and testify at the work at the dispute resolution processes. You can do many, many things. You can also put this in a formal we write a letter to them, to the manager, so that they can also respond. You must also involve the organized labor, the unions. If we do have the union rep, I encourage them when this thing occurred, let them be aware, let them be informed, and they must give you that necessary support when you are facing such a challenge.
Perfect. Well, that's the Department of Labor Chief Inspector, Mr. Boyke Mampuru. Sir, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, TJ. Enjoy your day.